So navigators are essentially assisters, people who are going to do outreach to currently uninsured Montanans to introduce them to the possibility of purchasing an affordable health insurance plan on the health insurance marketplace.
And how many of them do you have?
We are blessed to have 3 navigators currently and are looking to add an additional 3 to 5 navigators out in the field.
Any idea how many people you'll be consulting with, just your organization alone?
Our goal is to reach tens of thousands of individuals, frankly. It's an ambitious goal, maybe even an audacious goal, but it's an important time. Time is of the essence, and so we're going to work really hard on joining with others in the communities across the state to assist and enroll as many people as we can.
Okay, healthcare is so complicated. Let's start with a bit of a primer here. We're heading into this marketplace era now. What are these marketplaces?
So essentially, the marketplace is an electronic web-based portal that allows a consumer to easily compare one health insurance plan to another. It's an apples-to-apples comparison that the marketplace allows the consumer to make based on the cost of a premium, the different plans, deductibles, etc. So it's a way of facilitating an informed consumer choice about an affordable health insurance option for themselves and for their families.
And is it open to everybody?
Anyone in the state of Montana is welcome to explore the marketplace and look at health plans through it.
And subsidies are available, is that correct?
Subsidies, yes, are available based on income and family size. So if you're an individual, say, between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level, which is the way the federal government determines need, and your family size is 2 or 3, or maybe it's just yourself, you may be eligible for premium subsidies, and depending on your circumstances, may even be able to access advanced premium subsidies. In other words, rather than waiting till tax time, your subsidy could be effectuated immediately and help you with your premium monthly premium payment. There are also subsidies for certain individuals that allow them, again, based on income and family size, to have relief from co-payments and deductibles. So it's a pretty robust approach to making health insurance affordable.
What happens if you do qualify for a subsidy and yet 6 months, a year from now, your income changes and you're making more money?
Sure, that's possible. And if, say, for example, someone at the time that they file their income tax learns that they earned less than they anticipated when they enrolled, they would be eligible for reimbursement on those premium subsidies. If they learned after the course of the year that they'd earned more than they projected, then they would have to pay back money to the federal government for the premium subsidies that they had enjoyed the year prior.
Okay, Mr. Mosselli, let's say you're an uninsured single mom and you have a tough time going to sleep at night because you're scared to death that one of your kids is going to get sick, maybe break an arm. How do you start this large, complicated process? How do you find a navigator to figure out what your options are?
Sure. So the really good news is actually you don't even need a navigator to help you. You can simply go to healthcare.gov, and the marketplace lives in that web portal, and you can make your choices that way. Another way that you could access support or assistance is to call the Montana Primary Care Association office, and we would be ready to help that individual. We could go to them. They could come to us, whatever they felt like they needed most and would be most convenient to them. There are also, across the state, in community health centers today, what are called outreach and enrollment specialists. These are Montana State Certified Application Counselors. They've done all the requisite training, have met all the requirements, passed all the scrutiny, and they can help individuals in their communities to enroll, understand, what is involved in purchasing a health insurance plan through the marketplace.
It sounds like the potential for scam artists here is pretty incredible. How do you know you're dealing with somebody who's legitimate and somebody who's not?
I think folks always have to be very careful with anyone at any time when they're sharing personal financial information or health information. And all the navigators in the state are required to go through criminal background checks and fingerprinting, rigorous exams to be both federally and state certified. So you'll always want to ask someone whether or not they are and can they prove it. And the state issues documents to certified application counselors and navigators that then can be presented and shown to the consumer before making those kinds of conversations and commitments. There probably will be fewer scams than some people are worried about, but again, folks need to take precautions anytime that they're engaging in conversations that affect their finances. So the primary purpose of a navigator is to ensure that personal health information and personal financial information is guaranteed privacy and security in every transaction.
And no payment expected.
And no payment is expected. Thank you for mentioning that. These are services that are free of charge, and so someone who wants to charge you for these things is probably not dealing honestly with you.
Three companies are selling policies here in Montana, right?
Right.
Is it guaranteed you'll be paying less money for health care in this marketplace, or could you be paying more?
You know, it really depends on the plan that you choose, Ed. There are four what they call metal plans, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And if you were to choose a bronze plan, for example, your monthly premium would be substantially lower than you might have if you chose, say, a platinum plan, which would have a higher monthly premium but much lower deductibles and coinsurance and copayments. So it really depends on the plan that's being chosen. And again, one of the nice things about the marketplace is that it allows consumers to compare apples to apples. All the plans have to cover a core essential health benefit plan, and everything is described in detail so folks know exactly what they're getting into before they make a purchase decision. So it's conceivable that a single adult would pay very much less than they might in the traditional commercial marketplace of insurance through healthcare.gov. They could experience real savings, especially if they're eligible for premium subsidies or additional subsidies around copayments and deductibles.
And what if you're relatively healthy and you say, the heck with this, I don't want to buy insurance for myself?
Well, I think that's a question that's an honest and real question. And one of the things I would say to a person who is asking that question was, well, if you were driving a car without a seatbelt, you might increase the likelihood of harm to yourself and others by not being prepared for the eventuality of need or accident. Same with health insurance. You may be healthy today, but it doesn't mean that you're not just like everybody else. You could become ill without knowing it, without being regularly in the care of a family practice physician, for example. You might have an accident that requires surgical intervention. So insurance is a way of covering your bases and protecting yourself and your family and your assets and really purchasing peace of mind. And it's the law. That's really the bottom line, is that every Montanan, with very few exceptions, must have a minimum essential coverage plan that they can prove. Otherwise, at the end of the tax year, they're going to have to pay a $95 penalty to the IRS for not having insurance in the 2014 calendar year. That amount goes up to $325 per adult in the 2015 calendar year.
So let's say, again, you do want insurance and you're starting this process. Are there certain questions you should have in mind, certain information you should be prepared with to make things go a little more smoothly?
Sure. I think it's really important for a consumer to know basically what they can afford and how much they would be willing to pay and what they actually need. Do they need the robust coverage of say, a platinum plan, or can they do just as well with a silver level plan? Those are the kinds of deliberations that they need to be prepared to make. And the navigators or the certified application counselors are trained and equipped to help them think those things through. The marvelous thing about this is that no navigator is going to try to sell somebody something that they don't want or need. They're not going to try to steer them to any particular plan. They're just going to give them very important and helpful information so that they can make a choice for themselves that's well-informed and well-considered.
So, Mr. Marcella, do you think you and your staff are ready for this?
Well, we're very excited, ready, willing, and able, absolutely.
All right. So whether one loves the idea of the Affordable Care Act or one despises it, it's coming, and one way or another, we have to be prepared, right?
That's absolutely right. The Affordable Care Act is here, hopefully to stay, and the wonderful news is that now many, many more Americans will be able to afford a decent health plan, and that's very exciting, and with that comes not just peace of mind, but improved health for the population of Montana.
Bob Marcelli of the Montana Primary Care Association, thanks a lot for your good information.
Thanks very much.